Hello, I'm Karen Midori from Logan. Why read My Aunt Ania? A friend challenged me to think about the Great Plains. She offered an opportunity to discuss a favorite regional novel, My Aunt Ania. The task seemed straightforward. Explore the themes of borders and migration in relationship to text. After mulling, I realize I've sifted only top layers and there's more intellectual and emotional digging to do. Everybody in this region who participates in the HPPR Book Club has a connection to the Great Plains, so it's a good place to begin scraping. What defines this landscape and influences those who live and work here? Searching for insight, I found a great source. In 1980, Donald Trimble compiled a non-technical description of the origin and evolution of the Great Plains. He reduced complicated geological data into a manuscript someone interested could read in a single sitting. His epilogue summarizes millions of years of change. The Great Plains is many things. It contains thick layers of rock that formed in oceans and younger layers of rocks deposited by streams. These rocks have been affected by earth movements and injected by hot, molten rock, some of which reach the surface as volcanic stone. The rocks have been carved by streams, dissolved by groundwater, partially covered by glaciers, and blown by winds. All these agents played important roles in determining the landscape and landforms of the Great Plains. But the streams were the master agent. They formed the great depositional plain that was to become the Great Plains, and then began to destroy it, leaving only the high plains to remind us of what it once was. Those long miles we travel across the high plains are a journey through history, geologic history. Well, his words explain the physical borders that define us. Those dried seeds birthed industries that feed and power the modern world, providing jobs for those of us living here. Ancient waters form vast aquifers that satisfy thirst and irrigate acres planted to feed millions. Depositing and eroding actions designed a landscape that attracted voyageurs, farmers, ranchers, oilmen, adventurers, and storytellers to this place where Willa Cather recollected a red grass ocean. She arrived as its geography shifted from wild prairie supporting nomadic beasts and people to cultivated acres possessed by recent settlers. The newcomers may have been Americans, but their ancestors traveled with pockets full of dreams from distant moors and alpine villages. Cather captured this changing country and the cultural collisions between established citizenry and recent arrivals. She relays her scenes with an artist's sharp eye. She enables minds to see a world on the cusp of change and immortalizes its stories. Her words challenge internal borders as she humanizes forces that created this place we call home.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more.